Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Hour number two right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We're talking about how a Cambridge University research said that it was basically asking people, would you accept mental health coaching from a robot? And for the most part, people were like, yeah, sure. As long as it doesn't look humanoid. And I'm like, yeah, because then it changes. It's like it goes from, this is great for my mental health, thank you so much. Once it becomes humanoid, it's like, this has become a nightmare. I need more mental health. I need more mental help because of this. I got a text here that says, my therapist is the fury-filled doll, Megan. Yeah, it's working out great. Yeah, I've not seen that movie. I won't watch it. Gracie, have you seen it?
No.
No,
it looks so creepy.
It just looks creepy just from the posters.
Yeah,
like just from I like the trailer came on the other day because now it's on video and stuff. I was like, nope, I ain't watching this.
Oh, I think Candy's seen it.
Dude, okay.
Are you crazy?
Right. Yeah, no, yes, I am. But also, dude, that movie is bad butt. But you don't like horror movies, Bobby.
I don't know if you do either.
Movies, no, I don't either.
It's pretty scary, but man, I want a little doll like that to do my bidding.
You want a little doll like that.
That yes!
looks creepy. Just I haven't even seen the movie, and it just looks creepy from like the pictures and stuff.
It totally does. It could do that dance. Gracie, you could teach me how to do that dance. Plus, it could board up for Andrew McKay in the morning.
Yeah,
you could just roll in here.
So then what happens, though? Now, if you had a doll like that, and that doll was your mental health therapist.
Which it is in the movie.
That's true. So would you go with that?
Yeah.
No way. Come on.
If my insurance covered it. You work for Dave and Mary just like I do. You tell me if that'd be okay.
That's right. Yep, exactly.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Goodness. They're in New York.
We're in radio. All right. Which is enough in and of itself. A little bit of an insane asylum. That's behind the scenes, though. We can't tell anybody. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Those are your, that just kind of cracked me up. All right. Top three stories. United States has released a video of the Russian jet downing a drone. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, says the United States banking system remains sound amid market turmoil. And TikTok saying the United States is threatening to ban them from the United States if the Chinese owners do not sell their stakes. All in the name of security concerns. You know, we just mentioned the other day that the Florida legislative session, that Florida legislators are looking to ban TikTok on government devices. But that's not what this is about. This is about banning them like in the states, in the United States. And I was saying at this point, if there's going to be any kind of ban for like regular consumers, they need to get on it quick, because at this point, TikTok is growing so fast. It is the fastest growing social medium. And I mean, now at this point, you're starting to get businesses who are, they're expanding their business that way. Gracie mentioned the influencers are making more money on TikTok than they were on Instagram and all these other ones. And it's just exploding. And so it's going to get to the point where people are relying on it so much so that if you rip it out from underneath them, it's gonna be bad. So those are your top three stories. Florida legislative session is let's get started here. Okay, so I saw this story. This one actually came out a couple days ago, so it might have gone further. I was looking, I didn't see it going any further, but it's ready for a floor vote in both chambers. But this bill would give combat medics approval to get nursing credits, which I'm like, they don't already get like, it seems like a no-brainer, like that they would be able to get nursing credits for their work and education and things in the military. But I guess it's not that way. So this would give military personnel seeking nursing degrees credits for their real world experience. So it's got, oh no, it has one more stop. in one more committee stop before it's ready for the House vote, but it is ready for the Senate vote, a companion bill to that. So heads up right there. Then the House panel has moved a bill cracking down on children driving golf carts. Oh boy, this could be a big issue because there are communities around the state of Florida where, you know, children, that's how they're driving golf carts around the neighborhood. There are certain neighborhoods where, you know, that's just how you get around to a friend's house and everything like that. And so this legislation would basically, that it would ban young drivers from operating the golf carts on certain roadways unless they had driver's licenses or learner's permits. And so I don't know. We'll have to see whether this goes through because, I know there's some neighborhoods throughout the state that, like in Jacksonville and some other places in Central Florida, where like that's how people get around in their neighborhoods. And that's like how the kids get around too, you know? So, and now what's the other things? It's not even just the golf carts now. No, it's the side-by-sides. You know what I'm talking about? It's like the big four-wheeler type thing with the cage over them. Like I'm starting to see those things when I'm traveling around the state visiting friends and family in their neighborhood. They're driving these big like off-road ATV type things. So, we're starting to see those pop. And so I know people don't really like them, but just because you don't like it, is it necessarily wrong? You know what I mean? Like that's the thing is I look at with that. They're saying it's about safety for the kids, but I'm like, well, golf cart's pretty safe. But I guess if they're driving and I guess it just depends on the speed limits and it depends on the other cars on the road. And if they're familiar with, hey, there could be kids here with golf carts on, you know, riding around. Right. The House is going to vote tomorrow on the 8-year term limits for school board members. So that's up for the full House floor vote. Also ready for a full House floor vote, the school choice bill that's going to allow $8,000 per student school voucher to attend private school. And this is for every student in Florida, $8,000 per student. And then so that's ready for the House floor vote. Well, it's also ready for the Senate floor vote as well. Universal school choice, giving vouchers to all students, regardless of income. Then one other one here to let you know about real quick is the 6-week abortion ban has cleared the first House hurdle. We mentioned earlier last hour that Utah has banned abortion clinics in the state, but they're still allowed to have abortions up to 18 weeks. It's just going to have to be done by like a doctor or hospital or surgeon, somebody like that, not at an abortion clinic because those are being banned. But Florida's going with even more aggressive approach, going with the heartbeat bill, where it would be a 6-week abortion ban. There will be certain exceptions to that 6-week minimum, though. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Northbound on 29 still expects some slowdowns right around 9-mile road. That's going to be until you get to about 10-mile road. Other than that, we're looking good. Our slowdowns on Beverly Parkway and Brent Lane have cleared up a good bit. Still going to see a little bit of some slowdowns there. And we have some slowdowns on West Fairfield Drive as it meets Tahar. That is going to be right near 29 as well. So that's backing up to about I-110 in the westbound direction. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's a text. Bobby, what happened to bicycles? Yeah. You know, when we were growing up, that was the thing. Everybody in the neighborhood had a bicycle, and that's how you went to your friend's houses on the bike. And like a punishment usually was like, that's it, no bike. And so I'd had to walk to my friend's house. Oh, my goodness. Nowadays, the kids are getting around the neighborhoods with golf carts and side-by-sides and things like that. And whatever happened to bicycles, I don't know. We're on our way to WALL-E. You know, the Pixar movie? We're slowly working our way to that environment. We don't use any muscles at all. Gracie, you have something to say?
It's definitely changed because if you ride around in a neighborhood now, you used to see, like, bicycles all up the driveway during the summer. And, like, you don't really see that anymore.
Yeah, now you don't see it anymore.
The golf carts.
Now it's golf carts lined up in the garage or in the grass in the front yard. We were talking about the Florida legislative session, and one of the bills that's gotten through committee, and it's still got a couple more committees to get through, but it would take any military personnel who are trying to get a nursing degree to be able to use their combat medic, like real world experience, to get credits. And I was saying, I was a little bit surprised that they couldn't already do that. You know, like, I figured that would be like, you're a combat medic, you should definitely have credits towards a nursing degree. Got a text here. So if I got shot in a public place and there was an RN and a combat medic right next to me, I'd actually pick the combat medic. Darn right. Yeah, I totally agree. 100%. Now I've got a text here that says, now if you're on a bike, you're casing the neighborhood. Yeah, what's that person doing on the bike right over there? That doesn't make sense. Why are they not on a golf cart or a side-by-side? I don't understand. They must not be from this neighborhood. Yeah, exactly. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Come up here next. Top trending news with Candy Cullerton in the newsroom. Stick around. Hey, register today for the Navy Federal's 13th Annual 5K. It's on Saturday, April 1st in downtown Pensacola. Race starts at 8 a.m., begins and ends at Seville Quarter. And you can get details to register at NavyFederal.org/5K. And I do believe they allow walkers for people like me and Candy. So if you're not a runner or can't run because you're going to pull everything in your body like me, then they do have options there for you as well. So the Navy Federal .org/5K. Be sure to check that out. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
I can tell you they do let walkers go for people like me and Bobby. That's funny. Former aide to former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has accused him of sexual harassment, and she's now suing New York State. It's Charlotte Bennett. She filed a lawsuit this week saying that the state would be liable or should be liable for Cuomo's alleged actions. Bennett already filed a separate lawsuit against Cuomo and his former top aides, allegedly sexual harassment and retaliation. So Cuomo has denied those allegations. Popular attraction at Disneyland is set to reopen tomorrow. Guests will once again be able to adventure through the Temple of the Forbidden Eye with the Indiana Jones Adventure attraction. It's back in action. It's been closed since the beginning of January, and fans are in anticipation to see if anything from the fifth Indiana Jones movie, that's Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, is going to be added to the ride. Disney hasn't confirmed it yet. And I know you're not a drinker, and I'm not either now, but this just sounds gross. Anyway, it's a little early to start talking about cold treats for the summer. Coors Light offering beer-flavored popsicles. Non-alcoholic anyway, but marketed as made to chill. Molson Coors is selling them at the NCAA tournament as a way to stay chill when things get heated. Supplies are limited, but again, they're non-alcoholic. You have to buy them at a Coors online shop, and a new batch is released every day through March 24th. So if you're a giant Coors fan, a six-pack of Coorsicles, just over $20. It sounds gross, right?
We were talking about this yesterday, and I was saying, you know, I've never drank, but not that long ago, I decided to try, for the heck of it, an alcohol-free beer.
Right, like the O'Doul's, right? And they're
Actually Budweiser Zero.
Oh, okay.
And it's because somebody said it tastes exactly like the real thing, and I was like, well, I just want to see what it tastes like. I had to spit it out.
Gross.
It was the most disgusting thing ever. I can't. And I'm like, and I was telling my friend who's a big drinker, and they're like, yeah, you don't drink beer for the flavor. You drink beer for the buzz and for the social aspect. And I'm like, well, I couldn't even do it for that. There's got to be better alcohols out there to give you a buzz, because that's just disgusting.
It's not my jam either.
It was like liquid wheat.
It is, though. No, you're absolutely right. It's like a really, really, really bad soup.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I was just like, it was gross. It was disgusting. I was a server for years. I waited tables for years, mm-hmm. and I always hated the smell of beer. And I'm like, if it tastes anything like it smells, then people are crazy. I don't understand this. And I think it might have been worse, actually. And it was disgusting. And so now Coors is selling popsicles?
Coorsicles and gross. Yes, I know.
I don't understand.
Bring on the frozen Dr. Pepper.
Talking about.
Yeah, right.
Now, that would make sense to me.
Right. Thank you.
Go with frozen Dr. Pepper or something like this. Then you could do something that has flavor to it. It tastes good. So I'm sure there's alcohols out there that taste good, right? There's got to be. I don't know.
I'm sure there are. So, you let me know when you find some.
Probably one of those that has like the fruity flavored like drinks and stuff, and be like, "Why are you drinking a fruity?" Because it tastes good. Okay, I don't know what to tell you. So that is a weird one. Temple of Forbidden Eye. You looking forward to seeing the new Indiana Jones?
Me? Oh yeah, yeah. Are you an indie fan? Indiana Jones fan?
I liked the first three indies.
Oh gosh, you hated that Crystal Skull. I liked it. The only person in this. What about you, Gracie? Did you like any of those?
I kind of can't remember watching Indiana Jones. I know I have.
I'm going to go in and slap you.
I know. And I know there's like a line about snakes.
I'll blame it on the beer.
But
that's right. He doesn't like snakes. Right? No, everybody hated Crystal Skull, but I dug it. And it's fine as a standalone movie. Yes. And of course, I'm going to go see the next one, no matter who's in it.
I'll definitely still see the next one. Mm-hmm. I'm just, the last one turned me off.
Oh,
so
gosh.
I'm not sure if I can.
Purist. You should get drunk first. I'm just kidding. I'll find you a nice fruity liquor. It'll be fine.
Find me a fruity liquor?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I won't.
I don't know. I don't think I would like that. The most drunk I've been is off NyQuil. That's my. That's my introduction to alcohol. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer Gracie Wolf.
We still have some slow-moving traffic on 29 northbound. This is going to be right near 9 Mile Road. It'll clear up after 10 Mile Road. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, but we are seeing a little bit of some delays starting as you are moving eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard on I-10. Still have everyday afternoon slowdowns on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Got a couple of texts here. It says, Bobby, I completely agree with the beer thing. Another one says, Bobby, you're just not drinking the right beer. I'm sorry. Like, even if I was going to break, I mean, never had alcohol, but if I was going to break in my late 40s, it would not be with beer. I guarantee that now. Guarantee it. It'd have to be something like, I don't even know, because now it's like everything's got to be as horrible as that. So is the way I look at it. Isn't there drinks though that they make like, well, see, I like virgin pina coladas. So would a real pina colada taste like a virgin one? Because if that's the case, then I'll have that.
That's what I'm saying. You would like a Bushwhacker. It's like a milkshake, but it just has alcohol in it. Like that, those are good. Right. And it's like, you can't taste the alcohol. And
that's the thing from Floribama, right?
Yeah. Like it's like the beach drink.
The beach drink. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wait, you're going to the beach with a milkshake?
Well, okay. It's not like milk. It's like not it milky. It's like pina colada. It's like pina colada, like shade, kind of like icy vibes. It's not like hot milk or anything.
That's what it sounds like. I'm like going to the beach in the hot sun with a milkshake. That sounds like a vomit session. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, Daily Dad Joke. Stick around. Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Man, you guys are going a little bit crazy on all this stuff here. Hey, Bobby, what about weed-flavored popsicles? Yeah, I know that does... Once again, the smell of weed, I don't understand the attraction. Bobby, she's dead on you. You need a Bushwhacker. All right. Grey Goose and vodka and cranberry juice. You'd love it. Not recommending alcohol, but a mimosa is mild. Champagne and OJ. And then here's another one, peppermint schnapps. So, okay, so there's some other options out there if I was going to go that route. But, not interested in going that route right now. Daily Dad Joke. Did you know that 10 plus 10 and 11 plus 11 are the same? 10 plus 10 equals 20. 11 plus 11 equals 22. Get it? Like it's 22? Huh? No? Oh, all right. I have to share this story about NASA's new spacesuits next, right after our Fox News update. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Before we get to your top three stories and your sports hit, I wanted to hit this story last segment, ran out of time, but NASA just unveiled new, well, this is the headline for the AP, their new sleeker spacesuits for moonwalkers. Ooh, sleeker spacesuits for moonwalkers. So I looked it up, looked at the pictures, and I was like, oh, I watch too much TV and too many space movies, sci-fi movies, because these don't look sleek. You still look like the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. I mean, they're still just these humongous suits where your arms are all out wide. The fingers are like sausages on the gloves. It still has the humongous helmet. It's like, I don't know. There's some movies out there that have some really sleek spacesuits. But I guess it's why it's in the movies, because I guess those suits won't really hold up in the real life environment on the moon. So the one thing I saw was this. So you look at it and it says it's new sleeker spacesuit, and you look at it and it's black. They're black spacesuits with like some orange trim. And it's like, yeah, you know what they say? Black is slimming. So they're like, we're going to make new sleeker spacesuits. Then we're going to make them black. It's going to look way sleeker. Why don't you put some vertical lines on that sucker too? Make it super sleek. They're like, what? You want us to go crazy? Vertical lines and black? I don't think so. It turns out, apparently, ironically, this is not the final version. The final version will be white still. It's not even going to be black. What? Yeah. Apparently, black would absorb too much heat from the sun. And so I'm like, wait a minute, but I thought space was cold. So wouldn't that be a good thing? I don't know. In all truth, though, these new spacesuits provide greater flexibility and protection from the moon's harshest environment. So, and they come in a wider range of sizes. So that's the update on that. But this is not even the final version just yet. So apparently, to show you the kind of flexibility these new suits have, the model who was modeling the spacesuit can do squats and even twist at the waist. I don't know. I just can't. It's like, okay, well, they got a little time before we're going to need them on the moon. But those are for moonwalking. Let me tell you, you look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. It's kind of crazy. All right, we'll get to your sports hit here in a second. First, top three stories. The United States has released the video of the Russian jet that downed the drone. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, says the U.S. banking system remains sound amid market turmoil. And TikTok being threatened with a ban if the Chinese owners do not sell their stakes in TikTok. And those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA's on NBA TV tonight at 9 o'clock. Orlando Magic take on the Phoenix Suns. And then TNT has your... No, sorry. Does not have NHL hockey. NHL hockey is just going to be on ESPN+. With the Florida Panthers taking on Montreal at 6. And the Tampa Bay Lightning playing New Jersey Red Devils also at 6. No, instead, everything is about the March Madness tournament. First round is underway right now. Already have a couple of upsets. I'll tell you what they are right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf right here on News Radio 92.3.
Traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. I-10, we are seeing some slight slowdowns. That's going to be right at the Avalon Boulevard exit, but nothing too bad, just everyday afternoon traffic. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect your slowdowns on the bridge. 98 in Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point looking good, but 98 in Navarre is slow moving. That's going to be in the westbound direction as you're going towards Navarre Causeway. If you see something else, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Got a couple of let's give you your first round update for March Madness. So we're seconds away from Arkansas beating Illinois. They're up by 10 points. There's 20 seconds left in the game. That game's on TBS. Maryland beat number 8 seed Maryland beat number 9 seed West Virginia. Then number 7 seed Missouri beat number 10 seed Utah State. Number 1 seed Kansas beat number 16 seed Howard. Number 1 seed Alabama beat number 16 seed Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Number 5 seed San Diego State. San Diego State beat Charleston, which is a 12 seed. And then we get to the upsets. Number 4 seed Virginia was upset by number 13 seed Furman, the last minute 3-pointer. And so number 4 seed Arizona down. And in one of my brackets, I had them in the Final Four, so that's not good. And then number 2 seed, no, I didn't have Virginia. I had number 2 seed Arizona going to the Final Four in one of my brackets. They just lost to Princeton by 4 points. So number 15 seed Princeton with the upset right there. And so that has Furman now playing San Diego State, who's a 5 seed, and it has Princeton playing Missouri, who's a 7 seed. And those are the two upsets that we have thus far in round one. In sports news, Chicago Bulls guard Lonzo Ball is probably going to miss the 2023 season after having his third knee surgery. Bogdan Bogdanovic signed a 4-year extension with the Atlanta Hawks. The New York Mets closer Diaz is going to miss the season with the torn patellar tendon. And in the NFL, we mentioned yesterday that Aaron Rodgers wants to go to the Jets. But the Packers want a first-round pick and more from the Jets for Aaron Rodgers. The Colts are looking to add Gardner Minshew to their roster. The Buccaneers have cut ties with their running back, Leonard Fournette, and the Titans have released their veteran edge rusher, Dupree. That is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Governor DeSantis today had a press conference with, or a news conference, with Florida's Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo, and they talked about the country's response to the COVID pandemic, and even stating at one point that Florida became a safe haven during the pandemic, and that Florida led the way when it came to lockdowns and not doing lockdowns, I guess you would say. Granted, I will say this in full disclosure, full honesty, Florida stayed locked down for about a month. And that was way ahead of places like Texas and other conservative states. But there was one state, South Dakota, that didn't shut down at all. Didn't have any government-mandated lockdowns. The only state that had no government lockdowns was South Dakota. We only had it for about a month and a half, about the same period of time as Georgia did. Now, that also going on to part of this conversation that he had where he called Florida a safe haven during COVID. Part of the conversation also is he called the medical experts' response to protests a woke virus. And so he's brought up, you know, he's mentioned in his State of the Union address, he's mentioned in other speeches that this is where wokeness goes to die. Talk about Florida. That wokeness goes to die. And he also talked about how, you know, he's just very anti-woke and everything's coming. So now he's bringing this back to COVID and saying a lot of the responses was about wokeism, which now he's calling a woke virus. Now, interestingly enough, Soledad O'Brien, former MSNBC host, she was on Twitter just over the weekend. And I saw this report and I just dismissed it. Just didn't really care. But now with Governor DeSantis calling this a woke virus, I was like, okay, I got to bring this up. Soledad O'Brien posted this, quote, "So reporters, for many people, woke means black people or more likely a racist slur. So maybe do a better job in interviews when people talk about wokeness, okay?" What? For many people, woke means black people or it's a racial slur. That's right. In Soledad O'Brien's mind's eye, in fact, she doubled down. Quote, "I've discovered that some people use woke as a synonym for the N-word." What? This is the thing that's so frustrating, is you have somebody like Soledad O'Brien who's got tons of influence and tons of people who listen to her and follow her and believe her. She's got, you know, hundreds of thousands of, no, she's got a million. I just looked it up, 1.3 million followers. And she's going out there and spewing this stuff. It's like she's literally just making up something out of her butt. She just like just pooped it out there and just threw it against the Twitter wall and hoping it sticks. Woke is a synonym for the N-word. Woke. Even Obama. I mean, remember we played the audio where Obama warned the Democrat Party they need to be aware of wokeism and like back away from that. And everything, like, golly, it's just, it's so mind-blowing some of the things that come out of these people's mouths or their fingers. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Oh, by the way, speaking of wokeism, right here in Santa Rosa County, remember we had that county commissioner who used a term where he was trying to get a price down lower and did not realize it was an anti-Semitic term, and he apologized for it. Yet people are still threatening him. And I was saying before, like, man, people are just too sensitive, because there's a lot of these terms that we have where you don't even know it was meant to be derogatory. It's just been used for so long, and it is unfortunate, and I understand. And bringing awareness to it is important, but trying to cancel somebody over it is not, is kind of crazy. Well, Whoopi Goldberg, the latest for doing something like this, she was talking about Trump, and she said, those people who still believe that Trump got gypped somehow in the election will still believe that he cared enough about his wife to pay, blah, 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 blah. Who cares? She used the word he somehow got gypped. She had to come out now and apologize, because gypped is a offensive slur for Romani people known as gypsies. And so she had to come out and issue an apology for using the term gypped. She says, when you're a certain age, you use words that you know from when you were a kid or you remember saying, and that's what I did today. And I shouldn't have. I should have thought about it a little bit longer before I said it, but I didn't. I should have said cheated, but I used another word, and I'm really, really sorry. Really? Especially in America? There's not a negative connotation to gypsies in America. Nobody has like this thing where you go, no, oh, they're a gypsy, and you're like, oh, no way. This is America. This isn't England. Like, we don't care. When you say gypsy, we think of Hunchback of Notre Dame. Like the cartoon, like, right? I'm like, come on, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. She's like, I should have thought about it more. No, you didn't need to. You're in America. Like, just stop with the cancellation and stop with the wokeism. It's getting out of hand. Oh my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. 1.3 non-critical thinkers. Well, maybe some of them are critical thinkers. They're just trying to watch her. So trying to see how, she has a show on Channel 5. Oh, I didn't realize that. Soledad O'Brien does. I did not know that. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, quick update from Candy Colton in the newsroom. Plus, we got to get traffic on the fives and more. Stick around.
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green.
It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf real quick.
No major slowdowns to report with I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as Highway 90. We are seeing just typical afternoon slowdowns on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, but it's improving. And our slowdowns on 29 have cleared up northbound. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, let's go over to Candy Colton in the newsroom. Candy, what's up in the news?
President Biden hosting the Prime Minister of Ireland at the White House for St. Patrick's Day. I wonder if they're going to celebrate. with non-alcoholic beer. Two are going to participate in a bilateral meeting in St. Patty's Day celebration. Of course, leaders are expected to discuss the shared commitment to continuing support for Ukraine. CDC says deaths of a pregnant woman in the U.S. fell significantly, fell significantly last year after hitting a six-decade high during the pandemic. Final tally released today shows more than 1,200 American women died during pregnancy or shortly after giving birth in 2021. Preliminary CDC figures show 733 maternal deaths last year. That's better. And when I saw this story, I thought of you because you like musicals, but I don't know if it is one. It's a new production of the musical Parade. I'm not familiar with this one. It opens tonight on Broadway, and it's a revival. It stars Ben Platt, who won a Tony for Dear Evan Hansen, which was great, Michaela Diamond of The Cher Show, and the two starred together in the New York City Center production of Parade last year. And it's set in Georgia, 1913. True story of Leo Frank, a real-life Jewish pencil factory manager falsely accused of murdering a young worker. It's a story of faith, love, and the fight for justice. It's a musical.
It's a musical.
There it is.
On Broadway now.
That's right, for Bobby Rossi. And those are your news stories.
All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. Top stories at foxnews.com. Reporters erupt on White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre over Biden not taking questions. She's basically trying to say, yes, he does. And then, of course, the reporter's like, no, he doesn't. One of the stories that Candy covered a little bit earlier is one of the top stories on FoxNews.com as well. Def Leppard's drummer was ambushed by a 19-year-old and left injured. Another top story on FoxNews.com. Ben Affleck finally explains why he looked so miserable at the Grammys. And he says basically he saw Trevor Noah coming over to them to do a little skit. And he didn't want to be part of that. Didn't want to be on camera with that. And so they basically caught him right at the moment where he was thinking, I don't want to do a skit, or I don't want to be part of a skit. And I think we've all had that face before at some point in our lives. I think we can all relate to that now that you understand the background to it. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
Jason Statham, the actor, was once a world-class diver who competed as part of Britain's national diving team in the 1990 Commonwealth Games. I remember at one point he was trying to become an Olympian when I was reading about that before. We're talking about non-alcoholic beer earlier. Up until 2015, every single beer labeled in the United States was approved by one man at the Treasury Department's Tax and Trade Bureau. Now it's a committee. Haribo's Green Gummy Bears. If you like Haribo Green Gummies, they're strawberry flavored. Yeah, that's kind of weird. Okay. Velveeta was invented in the early 1900s with a cheese company needed to figure out something to do with the broken wheels of Swiss cheese that they couldn't sell. There you go. That's how Velveeta cheese came about. Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross.